Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Politicians and business leaders alike have paid tribute to former Reserve Bank Governor and Finance Minister Tito Mboweni, who died on Saturday night. Mboweni was just 65 and his unexpected death followed a short illness. He was the country's first black Reserve Bank Governor and served two consecutive five-year terms. Also a former Labour Minister in the Mandela government, Mboweni was famous for his deep knowledge of economics, a hawkish stance on inflation, and his ability to criticise his own party, the ANC, along with a string of recipes on Twitter, often involving tinned fish and a wicked sense of humour. Paying tribute to Mboweni, President Ramaphosa said he was a leader and compatriot who had served the nation as an activist, economic policy innovator, and champion of labour rights. Discovery Group CEO Adrian Gore, quoted by News 24 Business, said Mboweni had had a massive impact on South Africa. Mboweni was a senior board member of Discovery. Gore also described him as a close friend. No further details about his illness have been released at this stage. South Africa needs to eradicate cash and reduce card payment fees for shoppers. That's the view of Consumer Goods Council Chair Gareth Ackerman, who's also chair of Pick and Pay. Speaking to reporters on the sidelines of the council's summit last week, Ackerman pointed to India's unified payments interface that offers cardless and cashless payment platforms for all consumers. Everyone in India can have a digital bank account that can be operated on a cell phone. Users can then link their bank accounts to the app for ease of payments, and says Ackerman, the result has been a shot in the arm for e-commerce. Such a payment system would also help social grant recipients, said Ackerman, some of whom have to travel long distances to do their shopping and still pay card transaction fees. It's crazy what people are paying for transactions, said Ackerman. On the markets, as we went into the weekend, the JSE closed up, the all-share just under 1%, the top 40 a little less, London's FTSE up 0.2%. In New York, the Dow up 1%, the S&P 500 up 0.6%, both at fresh record closing highs, the Nasdaq up 0.3%. Tokyo this morning closed for a holiday, Hong Kong down 0.6%, Sydney up 0.6%. US dollar unchanged at 109 to the euro, the rand at 1744 to the dollar, 1905 to the euro, 2277 to sterling, gold at 2655, platinum 977, Bitcoin 62,270, Brent crude oil just over $78 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.